This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Backyard bandits. You know, you come home to find someone in your backyard doing something to your stuff, like this woman in Albany who has found that somebody's been using her outhouse.
Yeah.
Her backyard toilet.
Yep.
We came home a couple of times when I was younger to find people swimming in our pool in the backyard.
That's gross, because you don't know what they did in there.
No, absolutely not.
And I'm assuming they would have.
Thanks. Never really thought of it that way, but cheers.
Really? It's the first thing I would have thought of.
We got Peter in Rolleystone. G'day, mate.
Hi, Peter.
How are you?
Good.
What did you find?
Well, it happened to me twice, and I was in my front yard because we live on a big block, but I come home one day and drive up my driveway. It was around autumn time, and there's someone taking photos of the flame trees at the front of my house. And they just walked up, and I said, okay. And then another time I came home, and there's a man with a garbage bag collecting locusts from the tree. And I stop and I look at him. I go, are you okay? And he looks at me and says, oh, I've just made a delivery and your wife's home, and she said it's okay.
Oh, all right.
So did you double check that with the wife and it was all good?
I did, because I didn't think she was going to be home, but the day she was. So she had given permission, but the poor guy, when he looked at me, looking at him going,
because he'd brought his own bag.
Yeah. he was prepared.
Just casing the joint. Amazing. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks.
No problem.
See ya.
See you, mate. Julie in Mullaloo. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
What did you find, Julie?
Oh, well, this was a long time ago, about 60 years ago. My dad was a waterside worker, and he used to do night shift. So he went off on a night shift, and sometimes they'd come home early, and Mum was in bed, and Dad came in and got into bed, and Mum spoke to him, and he sort of just grumbled. And in the morning, she got up and he wasn't there, and she went out to the kitchen and Dad was there, and she said, oh, you weren't very friendly last night. And he said, what do you mean? I've just walked in the door. We had people, we had a big park opposite called Mulberry Farm, and we used to get a lot of drunks asleep under the woods.
Yeah.
One of them must have got a bit cold.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say to that.
I know. It's just a story that we were told, you know. I mean, I was little. I was probably only two at the time.
Not old enough to appreciate it.
Far out.
One of those stories that just stays in your mind.
Just.
And your mum's.
Yeah.
Wow.
To get that through, a strange man is in your house sleeping in your mum's bed and she thought it was her husband. That is the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I hope it wasn't your dad's birthday.
Thanks, Julie.
See ya.
No, thanks. Bye.
Oh,
wow. Scary. Freaky.
Greg in Alkimos. Hi, mate.
Yeah. Hi, how are you going?
What did you find in your backyard?
Well, it wasn't actually my backyard. It was people that I know. But nevertheless, they've come home and they've seen the pool ute in the driveway. Someone's pool ute in the driveway. So, yeah. Pool guys here servicing the pool.
Yeah.
And they walked out the backyard and they couldn't see anyone. They didn't know where he was. I thought, I wonder what's going on. And they walked into the fielder house and there he is, snuggled up on the pool burgers asleep.
Oh, having a little nap.
Yeah, so he wasn't really sure whether he was dead or not. And just had to knock him with a pool pole. And he woke up. And anyway, apparently he had a big night and he was all busted up.
Well, he's a pool pole, yeah.
A bit of a booze in the shed.
He didn't live next door to Julian Mullaloo, did he, by any chance?
No.
Far out. Thanks, Greg.
Obviously, our show today dedicated to the great, or dedicated, I should say,
dedicated,
to the great
Dennis. You could call us the committee, if you will.
Oh.
And the man who's going to be sitting right beside him for his final call, Bruce McAvaney, joins us now. Thank you so much for taking the time out to have a chat, mate. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Pete and Lisa. I've got a good seat in the house tomorrow, haven't I?
Yes. But for the last time, do you feel like you're, like, you know, Ziegfeld losing your Roy or Zig losing your Zag? It's a bit strange.
It is, and it's pretty sad to be truthful, but I guess they say the show goes on, but it won't be quite the same without the committee. But, it's going to be a day that I'm not sure what's in front of us. It's going to, I think, be an incredible match, and the atmosphere and the build-up in Melbourne's been remarkable, but it certainly has an extra sting to the tail with Dennis's final call. So I'm not sure in a personal sense how I know I'm going to miss him terribly, but hopefully, hopefully he has a great call tomorrow and he finishes off in style, but it's not going to be quite the same.
Mm. Well, you're right about the game tomorrow having everything. I mean, you've got the heartbreak of Robert Murphy and a little closer to home for us, Aaliyah, the underdog in the Bulldogs, the Goliath that is the Sydney Swans, and then, of course, the final call for your good friend Dennis Cometti. This is shaping up to be one of the greats.
It's the perfect storm, isn't it, when you put all those things together? And then all these other really great stories. Every player's got a backstory, and some of them have got stories that are pretty remarkable. So, and you've got a favourite in Sydney, as you say, the Goliath, that have been up there with Geelong and Hawthorn, are sort of the big clubs of the last decade, and the Bulldogs, who no one can remember, basically under 50 years of age, of playing in the grand final. So everything's there, the underdog versus the big boys. So, and I think it's a 50-50 matchup. Both teams have been pretty outstanding over the last fortnight, and for the Bulldogs to beat West Coast in Perth early in the finals was outstanding. So everything's geared up for what should be a colossal day, I think.
I think it will be. It could be anyone's game. It really could go any way tomorrow.
I'm tipping the Bulldogs, to be truthful. And everyone's sort of, I think, thinking that the Swans are the hot favourites. But I just think if you look at what's happened in the last 3 weeks, what the Bulldogs have achieved, I don't think any other club could do this season. I think they're playing the best football of all the teams as they come into the grand final, and there are only two standing. So I've got them slight favourites in front of Sydney.
It's one of those years where they're just on that roll of just sheer emotion, and it's great.
Momentum, as you say, that emotional momentum, but they're playing some outstanding footy. That said, Sydney have got a star-studded team. If you write down the 22 names, Sydney have got the better names, and they've got these match winners like Franklin and Kennedy and Hannabury and Jack and Parker, but I just got a feeling it might be the Doggies' day.
Oh, well, and how exciting for the Doggies as well. I mean, when you look at some of their young stars, like 20-year-old Bontempelli, who's really stood up when it counts in the last few games to get them to the grand final. I mean, you're looking at a dual Brownlow medalist there in the future, I reckon.
Look, there's a lot about Nat Fyfe, I reckon, when you think about him. He's a big guy like Fyfe. He's a big bull like Fyfe. He can go forward and kick a goal like Fyfe. So, yeah, no, there's a Brownlow or two in this guy, that's for sure. And he's hoping more than that there's a premiership or two in him, because he's been outstanding when it counts most. And as you say, what he's done this year has been a real eye-opener, and we've just loved watching him.
Before we let you go, we must ask one question that's not Dennis or grand final related, but football related. A big story here, of course, is the looks like pretty much close to being certain that West Coast has got Ballantyne.
Boy, isn't that... Hayden is so belligerent, isn't he?
Oh, and, yeah, yeah.
it's like a sort of a Russian spy going over to work for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But anyway, look, I love watching him play, so I'm really happy that he's still going to play. It's just going to be so strange to see him running out for me.
Yeah.
He's such a combative little bee, but at the same time, you know, I just smile when I think about it. I rang Lachie Neal during the week to talk to him about the Brownlow medal with his chances, and we're yapping away, and he said to him, I said, what are you like before a game? He said, oh, I'm really calm in the rooms, not like Hayden. He said, he goes off in the rooms before the game. So, that's just a guy. So, yep, if he's an eagerly... Certainly, hopefully, get two or three good years out of him. So
they reckon that West Coast will offer a third-round draft pick for Ballantyne.
That seems a fair deal. You know, he's probably slipped a bit. Mm-hmm. He would have been a second-round draft pick a year or two back, so I would have thought that's about right.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Bruce McAvaney, mate, I mean, how do we say it? How do we put it into words, the kind of day that we wish you and Dennis tomorrow? I mean,
oh, thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah. We wish you guys all the best, mate. I mean, I saw that moment a few weeks ago when you handed him the trophy for being the best caller yet again. What's that, like 11 times or something like that?
And 11.
I just saw that the emotion and the connection between you two and the well wishes that you have for your good friend there. And, mate, we wish you guys all the best.
No, he's like I was going to say he's like an older brother, but I'm old enough not to have an older brother. He's like a twin brother.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are very kind, and I will pass on what you've said to me to him tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Bruce.
All the best.
See ya.
Richard Clapton and Songbook. If you want more details, hit the Astor Theatre Perth. It kicks off tomorrow night. Doors open at 7, and the man himself joins us right now on Lisa and Pete. Good to have you here, mate.
How are you?
Very well.
And you look well.
I'm feeling well.
Tell us a bit about Songbook. Tell us about the tour.
This tour, I went to Nashville, lived there for 3 months, and did this album. It's not a country and western album.
No.
They're actually like top Nashville players, but the album's actually quite rocky.
Mm.
And so the album's called The House of Orange because I rented a house from a guy called Charles Orange.
Right.
And he calls the house The House of Orange.
House of Orange.
I got lazy and ripped it off for an album title.
You know what, though?
But that's how you come up with album titles, though.
And as far as album titles go, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty unique. I'll say that for it. So, I'm you know, Perth's my first date of this tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we go right through till December.
All right. Well, we are happy to be your guinea pig.
Yeah.
So Nashville, it's you know, people probably could be mistaken for thinking it's all about country music, but it's just a real music hub, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It must be an amazing kind of vibe.
Look, what I found really interesting, and the reason I went there, is there's this new genre that's evolved over the last 10 years called Americana.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard of Americana? Because it's really.
I've heard of the word, but I couldn't tell you what it stands for.
Well, it was started by older artists, you know, like Jackson Browne and Rykuda, et cetera. Now it's like younger people like Chris Stapleton and as I said, probably a lot of names you may not have heard of yet.
Mm-hmm. Until they are a judge on X Factor or something.
Meow. What I found with Nashville, really interesting, is now Nashville is like two tribes. So you have the CMA, the Country Music Association, and then you have East Nashville, which is where all the hipsters hang out.
Right.
And see, hipsters, that's what they're doing is Americana. So, you know, like Boy and Bear and all those sort of bands. In America, they'd be classed as Americana.
Right. Here, they're Australiana.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not talking about ostentatious, but Where you first stop now. Is it the sort of thing where, you know, you test some things on us because we're your first stop and then you get to maybe your Brisbane or your Adelaide, your Sydney or your Melbourne and you go, okay, this worked, that didn't, let's change this up a little bit. Is your last show always your best when you're on tour?
Oh, no, not necessarily. And by the way, you're not the guinea pigs because I've been doing the State Theatre in Sydney, which is a really beautiful old theatre. It was built in 1926.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a 2,000-seater in Sydney. I've been doing that for 9 years.
Yeah.
Now, I already did the State Theatre in August and we played about 6 or 7 of these new songs at the State Theatre. So, no, you're not
good. And it's not like
I
haven't been doing it for a while anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
But the thing is that I've got a problem, which is a good problem to have, which is I've had 9 hits over my 40 years and, you know, I have to play them pretty much.
Exactly. You wouldn't get out alive if you didn't play Girls in the Avenue. So, and that's a lot. That takes up a lot of time.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
And if I don't do that, people get really disappointed.
Yeah.
And you can't disappoint your fans. So, you know. But I try and do as much new material as I can, though.
But it is, it's like you said, it's a double-edged sword because it's, you know, there's a lot of singers and so on out there today that won't be saying that.
I've got
that many hits over my many years.
Well, it is Songbook. It's at the Astor Theatre tomorrow night. Doors open at 7. A few tickets left if you're quick. You can go ahead and get them. Just make sure you get onto Astor Theatre Perth's website. Richard Clapton, an absolute pleasure, mate. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.